Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Bobby Jordan and Betty Gray here to talk about the upcoming Wearable Arts Show. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
So this is a really fun tradition that a lot of towns in Southeast Alaska have of wearable arts. For folks who might be new into Sitka or into Southeast Alaska and don't really know what to think of this, what is wearable arts in kind of a nutshell? What is this this production that is going to be put on?
It is a production. Yeah, absolutely. Wearable art is technically defined as a piece that it's a runway show. Mm-hmm. And the piece is typically designed as a one-off. You're only doing it for this, but you can get as creative as you absolutely want. And it can be made out of any kind of a substance. I mean, we've had wearable art designs made out of clay tiles. We've had wearable art made out of moss and labels out of clothing. It's incredible what parachutes. We've just had some amazing, amazing designs. And so we are coming up on our designer registration deadline. So that is this Friday.
Awesome.
And that's our all call.
You cannot have a show without the art itself, and that is what you're calling for, is the artists themselves. And this is this Friday deadline is for the designers. This is
correct.
This is not for a final product that to be turned in at any point, because
right.
the show itself is still a little bit of a ways off.
Mm-hmm. The show itself is February 7th, and you need to have a workable design by February 6th. This is our commitment. You're saying, as a designer, you are committing to making sure that you will have a wearable design by February 6th. And so all the questions that we ask on the registration form, a lot of that can change. You can change the title. You can change the music. You can change the description. Mm-hmm. But by filling out that form, you're saying, I will definitely have a piece by February 6th that will be ready to show for dress rehearsal on February 6th and for the shows on February 7th.
All right. So plenty of time for the next, goodness, about 2 months to... Or just like it's just shy of?
It's about eight weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
About 8 weeks to have that plan, that dream in your head to turn it into reality. And the darkest time of the year. So it's like you did it on purpose.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So so for folks who haven't, maybe are thinking they've been to a wearable art show before, they've seen some of the amazing creations that have walked down that runway before. What sort of words of advice or what kind of designs, I guess, are you looking for? Are these big haute couture ball gowns you're looking for? Are these smaller designs? Anything in particular that you're looking for? Is there a theme that we're working with?
The theme this year is Forest to the Seas. It's the same theme that we had last year. Mm. And unfortunately, we did not have enough designs to have a show last year. So that was done intentionally so that people who had put together designs last year could still use their designs for this show. And but it can be very basic. It can be as extravagant as you want. Basically, the sky is the limit. We don't, we don't even see the designs until the 6th. And, but the thing is we have a lot of support also. That's always been, or that is something that has been brought up in the past is, you know, I got stuck and I didn't know where to go with my design. And, I needed some help and I didn't know who to reach out to. We have veteran designers who have said, yes, we will help. We have, so if you're stuck in that process, we have people who can help you look up music. We have people who, we're going to run a choreography class in January. Angela McGraw has run one for us before. It was amazing. And if you're not sure how to walk it down the runway, she can help you do that. And so, you know, we've built in more supports for, especially for beginning newbie designers that are like, wow, you know, this seems really overwhelming, but there's a lot of support built in this year. And so, and we need, you know, you need new designers. You need fresh blood. We have some of our regular designers that always, Emmy Fish, you know, who comes up with incredible stuff, Cindy Gibson, they have already committed. But we need, you know, there's, it's just so much more fun when you have lots of different styles and thoughts and processes. Yeah.
If you've been to an art walk, it feels like such a glamorous night, and it doesn't, as a new person, it doesn't feel like something that's super attainable, but with all that help, really anyone can put a design in and make something really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. To know that there's, that you've heard those comments in the past, knowing of, I got stuck on mm-hmm. where to make that next step, or, you know, goodness, I have my design, but oh my gosh, I didn't think of the next step of now it has to actually move and actually has to be on me and be presented to this audience, to have that support network built in that, don't worry, we got you. We can help you if any of these little hiccups and hurdles come along the way.
Right.
That's a big thing to have, because it is a little daunting. I can see it's one thing to have designs in your head and designs on paper. And a whole other animal when you actually get into that 3D real space, to know you've got other people helping you along the way is pretty awesome.
And I'm not a designer. I'm an organizer. So you call me, you go, help, I'm stuck. I go, okay, let's call this person and we will get you connected so that you can actually, you know, complete your design, because they are the engineers. And I'm just always in awe of everything that they pull together, because it's way out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is definitely some creative engineering that, because in mediums that you don't always expect. I'm always impressed with Wearable Art Show of the creativity of materials that people use and the way they employ them to create, wearable pieces of art. It's really quite remarkable. So for registration itself, that's coming up, you said, this Friday, December 12th. What are the things that are needed for folks when they're registering? Obviously, some sort of, they need a commitment of, yes, I will have a wearable or workable design on February 6th. Is there any fee to participate? Is there any other things? You said maybe like a title or a couple songs, placeholders.
So to register, you need to go to SitkaArtsCouncil.org. That is our website. And the Wearable Arts tab, there is a tab to link you into the registration form. And then it will ask you the title, and it will ask you for a description, and it will ask you, you know, do you know your music? And all of those types of things, but all of that can change as you keep working.
Right.
This is just like the rough draft. Mm-hmm. And then down at the bottom, it says, yes, I know I'm going to participate in two shows on February 7th, and I will be at mandatory dress rehearsal, because we have to know if your design is going to make it down the runway or not.
Twice.
For 2 minutes. So that's really critical.
Okay. And for the types of people who can participate, is this adults only? What sort of demographic are we looking for?
Anyone who wants to participate. So if you are a child, you are welcome to bring your designs. We do ask that anyone under 16 have a parent or adults present. But yeah, really anyone. And if you want to be a designer but are scared to walk down a runway, you don't have to model your own piece. Mm-hmm. We can help set you up with a model, or you can find your own. But definitely don't let that stop you from participating.
Awesome. And if is this have to be like a solo design, or if it's you and a friend, or maybe it's a family project, if maybe a family wants to get together and design something together, is that...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we do have, one family already signed up.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But yeah, it can be a family thing. It can be you get together with a couple of your friends. You do it by yourself and you're going, I really don't want to walk that runway. We can help find you models, all of that type of thing. So we also have a volunteer form for anybody who's listening that is maybe not interested in designing but wants to help. That is also at SitkaArtsCouncil.org.
And there's no deadline for agreeing to volunteer, but if anyone's curious about what that may entail, or at least putting your name in the hat for that, SitkaArtsCouncil.org.
There's a whole little checklist of different jobs that people can do. But, you know, if you want a model, yeah. And I actually, just the other day, had a young gal call and say, hey, I want a model. And I said, perfect. And then somebody else said, oh, I need a model. I said, great, here you go.
So awesome. So you get to play matchmaker for mm-hmm. all that happen. And yeah, where folks need models, where they need an extra bit of help in getting past a design hurdle, anything like that, those connections can be made. All we need is folks who are interested with an idea in mind and a willingness to commit to showing that design off come February 7th.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but thank you both, Bobby and Betty, for coming in this morning. For those who are interested in taking part in Wearable Arts Forest to the Seas, designer deadline for registration is this Friday, December 12th. You can go online, SitkaArtsCouncil.org. Check out the Wearable Arts tab. You'll find that registration link. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.